And I'm calling to order the Otter Rock Water District May 10th, 2022 meeting to order at 6:07. Roll call, Beth.
I'm here.
Dick.
Here.
Lisa. Here. Members in attendance is Robert from Highland, Dale Powers, Cheryl and Steve Hall, Hannah Steady Hart, the Mullins, and a phone number that I don't recognize, and then Whitney. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Beth, did you receive any emails? I meant to email you, but I didn't have any issues.
No,
so.
No feedback on the summary.
Dick, did you have any feedback from the board summaries from last month?
No.
Can I get a motion then to accept the board summaries from the previous board meeting in April?
I'll make a motion as such.
And I'll second it.
Beth, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes. Next, we come up to Robert and Highland. We can't hear you.
All right, is that any better?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Hopefully everybody is doing well. So we'll go ahead and start it off. For chlorine residual, we've, since the beginning of last month, taken 12 samples, so twice a week. And our average is 20 or 0.21 for the residual, with a minimum of 0.12 and a maximum of 0.4. So we're sitting pretty even. You guys have consumed in the last month 866,000 gallons of water, at least have gone through the meter. Your springs, according to the last reading, were flowing. Spring one was flowing at 56 gallons a minute. Spring two was keeping up at 150 gallons a minute. And spring three was 31 gallons a minute, which, looking back at the historicals, those have all still been in line still for the last 3 months. So the production capacity is pretty high. We'll see how long it lasts into the summer. So now with all of that, we have one of the things I sent to Whitney last month that you guys needed to be aware of is that we have received final approval from the state for the chlorination system. There's still a couple touches that Highland needs to put in place, like putting a meter box over it and just double checking to make certain the wiring stays watertight. But the state has already approved the system we put in. We just need you to actually formally say that the system that Tim Gross suggested to you, you're not going to want to go through with it anymore. And then we can let the state know that that can be closed out. So.
And we need to give that information to the state.
I think you can just send an email from the board to me and or Silas, and okay. Then we can get it to the state as well. So.
That's great.
Now, my apologies for missing the last meeting. but a couple things from March. We did the check on Second Street to confirm the depth of the water line. And I can't find an email, so I'm assuming I just didn't forward it to you because I was planning on reporting it at the meeting. What we found was it looks like the average depth probably was about 24 inches for a good portion of the main line. The service connection at 8830 was 40 inches deep. And by the time it got over to the customer side, it was 24 inches deep, which for service crossings, that's not too bad. But as you move farther down the road, things do actually get up to about 15 inches deep. Now, what my technician was saying is that this was heavily compacted gravel. So it's not in a bad place. It's not up to code, but it's not in a bad place. So it is fairly well protected just because of how much compaction there was already around it. If you would like, though, it is something that we could totally get changed out, replumbed, to go ahead and get the pipe actually at the 30 to 36 inches. So now let's see here. They also spliced in 3 meters over on Gladys. And I believe you guys got the invoice for that. Did you guys have any issues with that, or would you like us to go ahead and just keep planning on splicing in more of those meters for the time being?
Well, we only have the address for 2 of the meters. So we're not sure whether 2 or 3 were installed. We will need those and the meter numbers to go with them.
My apologies. They planned on 3, but they only got 2. Okay.
Okay.
I misread that.
Okay. So we do have those 2 addresses,
mm-hmm.
but we do still need the meter numbers. We have done some talking amongst the board and customers that we know where quite a few other corp stops are.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be able to assist in that matter to find some locations easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. We are kind of slammed, I know, for the next 2 weeks, but you do want to go us to go ahead and keep going. Do you want us to try and pick up the pace? Do you like us only getting 3 done a month right now?
I don't know. What do others think?
Unfortunately, I didn't see the cost, so I can't even give you an estimate of it. I didn't see that month's billing, so.
Right. Lisa, what's your opinion on meters?
I think we need to come up with a game plan of where we want them to use, where we want them to put them next, and determine where the corp stops are so they don't waste time and our money figuring out where they are.
Right. So I have been in contact with Craig DeMott, who knows where quite a few of them are. And he's also looked at some of the maps, and he and I are going to get together tomorrow. So maybe we can just do this kind of via email and go from there, and maybe let you know, Robert, a little later.
Sure. That's totally fine. It got put on the back burner because I didn't go to the last meeting. So I wanted to make certain we're aware of it. I just don't want to go over too much. I don't know how much you guys have budgeted each month, if you had a budget for it beyond the main budget.
Well, we had a budget to do quite a few meters this year. So we are anxious to continue doing meters.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Beth? Between you and Craig, if there's some you still can't find, let me know and I'll ask Jim. I'm going to be talking to him later in the week.
Okay.
So, okay.
Perfect. Okay. Those were the only things that came to mind for me. Was there anything that came up that I was missing?
Yeah, all the tree trunks up around Spring One. Did someone ever go up and look and see if there was any damage to the spring cover at Spring One?
I did not get a report.
And I know we I think there's some on the well, there's a whole bunch, there's probably five or six tree trunks basically, or sections of trees that are 18 inches and to 2 feet in diameter up there next to the cover on Spring One. The tree that split is on the west side, and I don't know how much I didn't go down in there. I just drove and walked on the road. If there's a lot of windfall down by the where the outflow is for the overflow is for the Spring One, but we had asked a couple months ago for someone to go check that out.
Okay, I will check and see. Cody never reported it to me, so I need to make certain if I gave that to him.
Because I even sent an email to Silas and asked, you know, and they said they would, that was months ago, and they said they would get into it, and anything's been done, and I'm just kind of wondering why. Mm-hmm.
And I think we were looking at, I think there is a bit of debris down below the road there on the west side, but I think, Richard, you were talking with someone about maybe working to clear that out.
Yes, I have a fellow that's willing to go over there, and he's tentatively got it on his list for tomorrow.
Okay.
But I have to hear back from him.
Right. And actually, I have a call into the county roads, public works, to see if, you know, every spring they kind of do a roadside cleanup, and I don't know if, so I thought I'd ask them to see if that was something, if they were going to clear any of that debris out. It's not little stuff, it's big stuff.
Okay.
But mostly I think we're, you know, hoping that there was no damage. Mm-hmm. The spring area and the spring box and the cover and all.
Okay. I will, once we're done, I will go ahead and get in touch with Cody. And the next day he is due to be out there, which I think is Friday. Yeah. He's out there Mondays and Fridays. So I'll have him just get me some actual photos, give me an assessment from his perspective. And then I'll shoot an email to Wendy with whatever we do end up finding for it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Does anyone have any questions for Robert before we let him go? No, going once. Okay, well, thank you, Robert.
No problem. Thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
You too.
You too. So, next item on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Right. And Richard asked if I would do the treasurer's report. So I'll see if I can figure this out. Our bank balances are for our regular general fund checking account is $119,925.07. our state savings treasury account is $67,953.99. Community center account is, of course, $366.79. And the chlorination account has $19,226.04 in it. So our total cash is $207,472.69. We have $14,463.75 in prepaid water bills. Total deposits and credits for our general checking were $9,131.04. Deposits and credits to date in May were $5,462.67. We have bills waiting for approval. Those would be $3,255.18 plus, was it one more we got?
Highlands.
I didn't think to add that in, plus the latest Highland bill. Our chlorination activity, we had deposits of $75.16, kind of, but that's not quite right, I don't think, now that I think about it. We did a transfer between, we were supposed to pay back the general account for $75. It was supposed to come out of the chlorination account, and once more the bank did it opposite, and so then we had to undo it and do another one. So there was a $75 credit to the account, which was in error. And so then we took that back out of there. And then we paid back the general checking fund $75. We have unpaid accounts up to 90 days, 6 accounts for $1,260. And over 90 days, 5 accounts for $350. I noticed on our thing we had about, I think, 18 people who haven't paid last month's bill. So that's quite a few for this month. It's usually not quite as high.
I'll let you finish, but I have a question about the delinquent accounts.
I'm finished. Yeah, we did send a shutoff notice last month and received a check. Unfortunately, the check bounced. So we sent a second shutoff notice, which is was like, you have 5 days to pay this, or I think, isn't that what it was, Whitney?
Yeah. And I asked for them to send a signed copy of the agreement back, which he did not do, but we did get a check
then,
and they were current through April. So I just sent him his May bill today with a reminder that he needs to send that agreement back.
Right.
Yeah. And we shouldn't use names.
We aren't using names.
I didn't.
Tim?
Him. I said him.
Okay. Sorry. I heard Tim.
No, I don't think it was him.
And he's not a Tim, so that's okay.
It looks like we have several. I think several that we will be sending out this next week, because we do have a number.
There's a couple that I've already been in contact with. And in the mail today, I received back a statement that was sent to one of them in December. A statement I had sent to one of the people was returned to me today from December. It took this long for it to get back to me.
You mean the Postal Service returned it, not deliverable? Interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
The other longest one I've ever had was over 2 years that it took that long to get back to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, those are fell down a between a crack type ones.
And then I called one of the people who owed for 4 or 5 months.
Right. I dropped that off at the post office this afternoon.
Okay, good.
So we'll be working on those delinquent accounts.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions about it? I don't, I guess I'm lazy. I don't want to read through the whole profit and loss report, but if there's any questions on any of it, feel free to ask. I probably won't know the answer.
I might.
Did we have any issues with the current Highland bill?
No,
none at all. It was a very simple bill.
That's what I thought too, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only like 5 lines.
I know, instead of 2 pages.
But that did come today along with all the other information from them. So,
right.
That's why I sent out a revised bill list, because I wanted to be able to get them in under the line.
Yeah.
This month.
Okay, we have, where is it here? Revised bills to pay. So we have our usual utilities. We have two Highland bills to pay, the March and the April one. The local government law group, renewable resources, which is water testing. And we have a reimbursement for supplies. And so, oh, here's the new total from the general account is $9,321.45.
Thank you. I meant to send a new one of those out and I was doing billing and got sidetracked.
No, and then the chlorination, there's a small part of the last Highland bill that can be billed to the chlorination project. So that's $57.50.
So there'll be 2 checks for that this month.
Right.
And there should be, I did send revised lists.
Yes, you did. I did. Okay. I'm just looking at it. Yeah.
Okay.
So any other questions on the treasurer's report?
I don't.
I make a motion that we pass the treasurer's report.
I second the motion. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we pay the bills.
I second it. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa, yes.
Great. So I will go print those tomorrow and they'll be in the office to sign tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, okay.
By 1, because that's when I have to go pick up Lola.
Okay.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is other correspondence, if any.
Does correspondence include a phone call?
Yes.
We've had a request to use the community center in June. The request was from the Bradley family to have a celebration of life for a family member who passed. And
don't tell me it was.
It wasn't local here, no. In-laws.
Because you were scaring me.
No, no. And the wonderful news I found out today is Barbara is back.
Thank God.
And so they're here for a while. And I talked to her on the phone, and she takes visitors after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She can have visitors. So, but they would like to use the community center. I know that we no longer have the state mandate that we have to, you know, the COVID emergency is canceled. So we could do this. I told them that, Arthur, that I would inquire tonight at the meeting. We do need to do some cleanup there. Sweep out some cobwebs and everything, but I think it was, I wrote it down, I think it was June 19th that they wanted to use it.
Are we gonna, and the only reason why I'm asking this is because my dentist still makes me wear masks. Are we going to have a mask mandate?
I don't know if we can.
Well, if my dentist can, I think we can.
Medical facilities still require it. And in fact, they were asking for them in the pharmacy the other day.
Yeah, you have to wear them at the pharmacy. Yeah, any medical facility you do, and transportation you still do. I don't know if we can require it. Unless you know, this request is for a private family get together. So I don't know. I would say we wouldn't have to require it, because there is no longer a state of emergency. I can tell you, if I were there with a crowd, I would be wearing a mask, but then that's just me. So I'd be in favor of saying, yes, we can do that. And hopefully we can get together some volunteers to do a cleanup there.
I say yes as well. They're an amazing part of this community. And
yes, they have been for years, and I would like to honor them with letting them have this.
Dick?
Are you asking my opinion on this?
Yes. Your opinion.
No, I don't have one. I don't think we can require a mask, because that was what we're still on.
No, whether or not we can open up the community center to them.
Oh, yes, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, well, that's all I'll need. I'll let them know.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the open board positions number 2 and number 5. There's no news on my front.
Okay.
No news for mine either.
Mine neither.
I'm talking to somebody that may be interested. So hopefully I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Okay, well, we need two.
Well,
so keep talking, everybody. Keep talking. Keep considering it. Think about how rewarding the work is, and how important it is. And it's springtime. I mean, come on, folks.
The next item on the agenda is the Highland Contract and Communications. I think Robert's answer to the spring one really dismayed me because I told him, we asked in the meetings, and he said, I remember he said in the meetings he was going to contact Cody and they were going to go up there. And that's just a BS. And I really wanted to yell at him, but I didn't.
Right. Well, yeah, I remember him saying that. And obviously that didn't get passed on and didn't get done. But I think, Dick, you said you have had some conversations with Silas recently, and perhaps improved communications was part of that.
Yes. Yeah, they apologized for missing the meeting. Didn't get a reason, but Silas assured me that they would wouldn't happen again.
Okay, and maybe we just have to play the mom role a little more and just start shooting off emails if we don't hear back or something.
Yeah, I called Silas today to make sure they were coming.
Yeah, but I mean with Robert. And sometimes
yeah.
You just have to do that. You have to play mom and, you know, check in with people. What you mentioned the contract too, Lisa. You wanted to talk about the contract?
Yeah, I think we need to ask for things, like you suggested in your email. And yeah. I agree with you 100% on what we need to be asking to be added at no cost to us. Since they seem to be not doing what they're just not doing their work.
Well, not to mention they're getting paid a lot of money for very little work.
Yes, that's my problem.
Right. Yeah.
And
granted, they're the only game I know of, but that doesn't make it right.
Yeah, I tried looking to see if I could find a couple of other companies, but I didn't have any luck.
So I think, you know, I don't think we should be, when Highland comes up to a board meeting, I don't think we should be paying them extra to show up. I think it should be part of their job. And I also think, you know, all the reports that we want, I think this should be just part of their job. And, you know, when we send out emails, we should get an answer within 24 hours and not be the spring one. Just really, I'm very upset about that because he basically lied, and I don't like people who lied on my face.
I think it's every invoice with the exception of the one we got today, we've had to go back to them and ask them for more information.
Yeah.
At least in the last 6 months. And I've repeatedly asked them for it. I know Dick has called them a couple times when we've been in the office together, and I don't know what the disconnect is. Not to mention they charge us for an hour when they come to the meetings. Right? Wasn't that what we figured out?
Well, some of the earlier ones, they kind of corrected that at some point. And I think we just better keep track of it.
Yeah.
Better. But yeah, well, I sent out that email, let's see, April 22nd with my ideas. Lisa, you replied back the 24th. Why don't we refine this email? Lisa, I think you just added a few things maybe to that. And then, kind of reassemble an email to send to them possibly. And then do we want to actually have a meeting between a few of the board members and Silas perhaps? or do we want to let Commissioner Cutler take care of it all? Maybe I'm thinking, Lisa, maybe you ought to be in on that.
No, I think I would like to be involved if I can make it around my work schedule.
Okay. So maybe you and Dick can connect with Silas and discuss that after we make sure we get everything listed out. And I think it would only be fair to, you know, send them an email with that list so they can have a chance to look it over.
Well, yes, obviously.
Yeah.
And in that email, you know, we can say, hey, if you want to meet and discuss these challenges that we've been having, you know, please, you know, we can set up a time to meet and leave it at that. Because, you know, they may not want to meet. They may just say, okay, well, whatever.
Okay. Do you want me to resend that email out or can you find it, Lisa? Can you add anything specific, you know, and we send them a list. We need to be fairly, I think, specific as to what we're talking about and what we want.
No, I have it and I can just copy and paste and put in a new email and then put what I think and then I'll send it back to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we should send an email to Highland because they sent it to us saying that, you know, we're working on we have to have it by, when does our contract expire with them?
July 1st.
Yeah, we're working on a response, I guess. There's a better way to phrase that, but
you want to send them an email now saying that we're working on a response?
No, if we can get this done within the next couple of days, I think that's
yeah, good. I think it would be okay.
Dick, do you have any thoughts?
No, Beth had advanced that email to me and I was promising to send it on to Silas and I frankly didn't get it done this week. This has been a forgetful week.
Understandable.
So the email that Beth sent to me that was to be passed on to them, it pretty much says it all. I'd be glad to send it on.
Yeah. Actually, Dick, that's a little different. That was just kind of our communication issues with them. This is a different email that I talked about adding some requirements to the contract that they would do a brief monthly report to us and other things that they would include in their basic fee for services. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can send that out to you again.
That'd be good.
Okay. You can see if you have any additions to that or any comments on it. I'll do that.
All right. Thank you.
Gotta get a sticky out.
Do we know how many hours is included in that in our base rate?
It isn't hours, it's specific tasks.
Task.
They do all the they're supposed to do all the regular locates, planned locates. Track of the system, supposedly. I don't know. I'm looking here for their description. their basic system operation. An on-site visit to the water system once a month to take samples as required. So they do our regular once a month sampling. Refill chlorine vats. Conduct basic inspection of water system equipment. Read the meters on a monthly basis and do the locates for planned excavations. And then complete the annual water quality report and annual summary report required by OHA while overseeing overall compliance and maintenance of the water system. Any parts, supplies, and materials are provided as additional charges in accordance to their additional services portion of the contract. Last year, the basic system was $1,300 and they are proposing $1,400 for this upcoming fiscal year.
Should we find out if they are planning on having that report next month?
What report?
The annual report.
I sure hope they are. That's something
that we would usually be starting right now.
Right. Well, they should be doing it. I mean, we can ask them if they are. If you go to their website, they have them for all the they post them for all the water systems that they do.
Oh, okay. So then they probably are aware of due date.
I would hope they are.
Hope so. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, never hurts to ask something like that.
I'll send Robert an email.
Yeah, and I guess there's a decision. Do we want to mail that out this year?
Oh, that's right, because it can be emailed now. Is that our responsibility still to send it, or is it theirs?
I would say that's probably ours. I don't know. That would be a good question. Why don't you just ask them if they're going to be sending it?
But I'll ask them.
I don't know if they have a mailing list.
I think that would be our responsibility.
I would get, what was that?
Seems to me that would be our responsibility.
I would think so. We usually do that then in July, I think, because it isn't the due date for that in June.
June, we send it in June.
We send it in June. When's the due date?
I think June 30th.
Oh, okay. So basically we'd be sending it end of June, early July.
Yeah, because we used to send it to the printer and stuff too. So that needed an extra few days. And
right.
Yeah, I think it's the end of June. Jim always just wanted to get it done early just in case there was an issue, but
right.
And Ted always did his, so.
Next on the agenda is the Second Street easement work. Do we have any updates?
No, I can talk about that a little bit. The best I can do with local plumbing companies is just get an hourly rate and hire them time and material. Can't get anybody to come out. It's kind of a disjointed project. And my estimates originally were simply based on that, using their hourly rate and what I estimated the backhoe to cost to be. And so that looks like whether we go with one of Highland's workers or we subcontract with Rao or Newport Plumbing, that's the way it'll have to be run, and I'd be glad to coordinate it. So I would be the one then that would line both of them up to be on the project at a certain time, and all of the backhoe work can be done in one session. There will be a little waiting time while they cut the line in a couple of places, but other than that, I think the original estimate I had of under $3,500, I think it was $3,200, should cover our costs as long as somebody is there to supervise, and I'd be more than happy to do that.
And so when you talked to Silas, did you talk to him about them, Highland, doing that?
No, I did not. I have not talked to them about doing that. I just got prices from Rao and from Newport Plumbing.
Okay.
And also from the local excavator. So I will do that within the next few days. I'll talk to them again, to Highland again.
Yeah, so I guess actually to get a good price from Highland, we would need to know exactly what we're intending to do there. Do we have agreement between all parties of the affected customers as to what we're going to do?
No, I've not put together an agreement or talked to the attorney about that yet. But as soon as I get feeling better, I'll do that here.
Okay.
This week.
Yeah, I would think that would be kind of step one to finalize what everybody agrees to having us do. And then we can find out from Highland, ask them to give us an estimate on doing that. If it means moving meters or not moving meters, et cetera, is going to depend on probably their estimate.
I don't know that they're going to give an estimate for something like that. I'll ask them if they'd want to try to do it that way.
Well, they have given us estimates before on things.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Beth. We need to figure out what exactly we're agreeing to, and then we can give that to Highland to get a bid and say, hey, this is what we want. How much is this going to cost?
Well, the first thing I have to do, and I've not done it yet, is to get a plan into the hands of everybody and then mark on the grass where these things are going to go so that everybody can go out and look at what's going to happen and then sign an agreement that they're in agreement with the work that we're proposing. Once we get all the signatures, then we can go ahead, I suppose.
And take it to the lawyer. To make sure that we're doing things properly.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll write up a proposed agreement and send it to I forget the name of the lawyer that you contacted, Lisa, but I'll send it to him or to her.
Okay, so that's still in the works.
We'll try to get that done before the next meeting. The one thing that we haven't discussed as a commission is to who pays for this work. And it was my recommendation in those earlier emails that that's really our responsibility, regardless of the reasons for it having to be done and all of that. Seems like everybody's had to pay a fairly high amount that's been involved in this. And since those lines were put in, shallower than it was called for whatever reason. I think that it's be cheaper for everybody concerned if the water district just goes ahead and does it.
I concur with that. I think it's not a huge expense, and it just We just need to have it done right so we don't have any damage.
Yeah. I also agree. It's our responsibility.
Okay, good. Then I'll go ahead and try to get this done before the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is ordinances. I don't think we have any. I also don't think we have any resolutions. So next is public comments. Hi, Gail.
Hi there.
It's nice to see you.
I'm back in town. In looking at the agenda for the past several months, I don't see any updates on the expansion project or redoing the project as well as the grants. Can someone give me a brief recap of where we are?
We are waiting. We submitted the pre-application in January. They have got it. They are looking at it. And we have received no update after that. It's not unusual. In fact, we probably won't hear from them till, my gut is, the end of summer, maybe. Before we even know if we can go and apply for the grant.
Okay.
So it's just, we're just waiting.
So nothing's happening with the new project until the grant's resolved?
Correct. Because if we start work, we can't include those monies into the grant because it's already been asked. You know, we can't. Yeah, if I'm making any sense at all, it's been a long day.
Yeah, we can't do any bidding out of any work. Until we
or fill out the loan documents without knowing how much we're going to get, right, and then they want all this documentation, and you can't pre-approvals. They don't allow those in this grant, so we're just stuck waiting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any more questions? You guys are being quiet today. No?
We on to board member comments?
We are.
Okay, I'll go first. Actually, I meant to bring this up under the office report, but it was mentioned at budget committee because I said that we really need a new printer at the office. Why don't we go ahead and get one still this year since we have the funds in the budget? And so that's what I want to bring up. I've narrowed down the printers to either an HP for $549 or a Canon for $369. HPs are considered top of the line, have less problems with them, but Canons are right up there behind them. I think either one would be fine.
Why the biggest price difference? Just because of model?
HP, they're the Cadillacs.
with all the problems we've had with this last one.
Oh, yeah.
It takes so much time trying to, you know, when it clogs itself or, you know, different right. things like that, that it.
The brand we have is a low cost model, and that's what we'll find out. And they're known for having problems with their rollers, which is part of the paper feeding. Both the HPs and the Canons are known to be much better with that. So that's the two choices I've come down to. They both have the same features. It'll save probably a lot of time. They'll multi-feed and do duplex scanning,
nice.
Both of them. So if you had a double-sided thing that you wanted to scan, or even a multi-page thing that you have to scan, you don't have to get up and down from the computer to the thing to, you know, it'll just pull it in and do it. And
the feeder will work, you mean?
Yeah, it'll work, or we'll send it back. Yeah. But, so anyway, that's my proposal. And I guess, you know, I'd be willing to order one up and on my credit card if I can get the reimbursement for it.
Well, of course, but which one do you want?
I don't know. You know, I would have 10 years ago, I would have said HPs, because that's what you always get when you're, you know, in an office and doing a lot of work. But I've had a Canon now for little inkjet Canon for 7 years, and just never a problem with it.
And we've had the same experience down at the winery, so Canon would be my vote.
Yeah, I think the Canon probably would be just fine. It's
yes, I agree.
So, okay for me to order and pay for it and get it in place?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we will save so much on ink with a laser jet.
I bet.
And I kind of, the other thing I had was the meters and corp stops and, I already kind of mentioned that I got together with called up Craig and he and I have talked a couple times, and he went in to the office and looked at maps, and we're going to connect again this week, and we might be out running around flagging corp stops and stuff. But if anybody has any inclination to join us on our quest.
Oh, I wish I was retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might put that, you know, I realized I never have sent out the email. I apologize for the yard work at the community center, and I will do that. But I might mention also corp stops. And perhaps also cleanup of the community center.
Yeah.
I think I could just roll it all into one email.
Good idea.
It's all, it would be, have a volunteer theme to it. So I think it would all fit together. And I'm done.
Dick, do you have any comments?
I don't know.
And my comments, I already expressed them about Highland. So that's all I have to say about them. So unless anyone has any more comments.
One more. I want to thank Dick for phoning into this meeting and putting up with us, even though I know he's feeling lousy. It was great for you to do that, Dick, and I hope you're feeling better very soon.
It's nice to be needed.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
So unless anyone has any more comments, questions, or queries, I'm going to stop recording and we are going to be adjourned at 7:08 p.m.
Okay. Thanks everyone for your attending.
Yes, thank you guys.
Okay, hang it up.